Let's talk for a moment about the cost of these treatments. They're both financial expensive costs and then they're personal costs of individuals not being able to work. Rituximab as the infusion is an expensive medication, which may be different depending upon insurance plans, but there is a real out-of-pocket cost for the copay for this biological drug.
So rituximab is now FDA approved for this indication, and that has really thankfully given a lot of patients access to it through their insurance. But as you pointed out, the copay can be very substantial, and the out-of-pocket expense to a patient can be very substantial, to the point where some patients just can't afford even just the copay.
And that's something that should be a conversation with the patient and their doctor. What should I expect
ahead
with respect
of time,
to this medication cost? Right.
We pay close attention to this because we don't want the patient to be blindsided by a big bill that they can't afford paying. But I think you've alluded to another cost, which is being able to come for two infusions instead of six over a period of 6 months is also a benefit in terms of time away from work and the loss of income during those days. And also, if a patient doesn't tolerate a medication well, there's added loss of income from days when they're not feeling well enough to go work. So these are factors that come into the decision of pursuing one treatment versus the other based on what the patient is tolerating best.